भगवद्गीता 2.4 अर्जुन उवाच कथम भीष्ममहं संख्ये द्रोणं च मधुसूदन ईशुभि प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन कथम भीष्मम अर्जुन इज स्पीकिंग रिस्पॉन्डिंग टू कृष्णास स्टेटमेंट्स दैट ही नॉट गिवन टू वीकनेस एंड ही सेज कथम भीष्मम अहम संख्ये How can I, in a fight, counter Bhishma, Dronam cha, and Drona, is my grandfather and my martial teacher, Madhusudana. O Krishna, you who are the killer of the Madhu demon, and Ishu bhi pratiyotsyami, how can I cast arrows at them? Ishu bhi, what I should be pujarha, Arisudana. Pujarha, I should be actually worshipping them. I should be offering flower garlands to them in honor of them. And Arisudana, you are the killer, but you are the killer of your enemies. And so two names are used. There's a poetic rhyme that happens, Madhusudana and Arisudana, which both come at the end of the line. So normally, Sanskrit verses, the specific lines can be referred to by the letters A, B, C, D. Referring to the first, second, third, and fourth lines respectively. So 2.4b and 2.4d have the rhyming last word Sudana, Sudana, Madhusudana and Arisudana. Now, here the point is that Krishna, you are the killer of the Madhu demon, you are the killer of your enemies. How can you expect me to kill my friends? No, our acharyas explain that the implication of Arjuna's question is that how can you would you shoot arrows at Sandipani Muni, your guru, or at Maharaj Ugrasen, your grandfather? No, you are the killer of your enemies, not your relatives, not your worship, pujarha vajan, not your worshipable people, relatives, loved ones. So how can you expect me to fight against them? Now, the whole sequence is actually going in terms of rhetorical questions. So earlier, kutastva kashmalamidam, where has this weakness come from? So rhetorical questions, they don't require a specific answer. The answer is implicit in the way, in this space. So where has this weakness come from? That means this weakness should not be there in you. It doesn't belong to you. So how can I shoot arrows? So it is a rhetorical question. In Sanskrit, we don't use punctuation marks the way we use in English. So there may not be a question mark over here. But the usage of the words indicates that it is an interrogation. It's a question. So katham bhishmam. So he's saying that how can I shoot? So it's a rhetorical question, which means I cannot shoot. The answer is implicit in it. Now, Arjuna's response, especially to the charge of being weak, hrudaydaurbalya, kshudratva, klaibhyatva, is that actually it is not klaibhyatva. It is the agonizing, emotionally wrenching nature of the situation that is causing him to hesitate in fighting. That's what Arjuna is saying. That, no, it's not. It's not sentimentality, it is not cowardice, it is not any such degrading emotion, it is a rightful, natural, necessary consideration, Arjuna is explaining here. And how? By saying that, how can I kill my venerable elder ones whom I should be offering flowers and worshipping? How can I shoot arrows at them? And through the rhetorical question, Arjuna is countering Krishna's accusation of weakness, of heart. Now, when the...